Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. As always, we are very happy to be back with you. We love sharing this content with you. And, you know, Greg, one of the things that I like when you and I do is kind of pull out some of the words, some of the buzz phrases that I think get thrown around a lot, and there's an assumption that people know what it is that you're talking about. Mm. And one of those words is empowerment. When people talk about, I want to empower my team, I want to infuse some different levels of power throughout the organization. And I don't think that a lot of people are really necessarily on the same page of what empowerment means. So let's unpack that a little bit.
Well, this sounds like Christmas. We're going to unpack something.
Absolutely.
I was always nervous at Christmas, though, because my grandma would say, I got a surprise. And I'm thinking, I think I'm really going to be surprised. Like, how did you know I wanted yellow wool socks?
Right. Or more underwear.
You're so insightful. Yeah. I think the word empower or empowerment is a lot like words we use just in regular life. And we assume it's the same definition. As a leader, I think it's really critical, and you've had numerous examples of being able to show, teach by doing empowerment. Sometimes people will feel empowerment is, he has a committee meeting. No, that's not empowerment. That's just meeting. So I think the challenge for our audience, as well as me, because what does it mean to be empowered? Does he give you a little bit? Did she say report back? Well, then that's not full empowerment. And then I think the trust piece for leaders. So let's do this thing. So some of the quotes we've got, which are really great, but empowering someone, why is that critical for a healthy leader?
Well, I think the most important part is empower. I'm investing some of my power into somebody.
I like that.
And I think that they need to understand that there's a level of trust that I have in them to be able to, when I say I am empowering you to do this, there is a level of trust that I've placed in you.
Yeah.
But I think, and you mentioned that word about a reporting back or the accountability, I think that completes the circuit. Almost like when you think about electricity, you can't just have the wires just disconnected at opposite ends or only connected in one spot. You have to complete the circuit. And so I think that is a second part of the empowerment is, I've given you my power, my trust to go do something, but now I need you to circle back to me and let me know, what did you do with the power that I gave you? And that can become a teachable moment for me to say, that was perfect, I wouldn't change a thing. Or I could say, that was good, but I wonder what it might look like next time if you were to try it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be the complete loop, my trust in them, but then also then that reciprocal, they got to come back and say, now I'm going to trust that when I come back to you with the results, you're not going to lop my head off.
Right.
But we're going to learn from this and keep it going.
I'd like to get to maybe back and forth in a little bit on what are the things that restrict, prevent a leader from empowering. But I want to ask one thing. So mentors, you've had some really great ones. You could start with your dad. You could start with a pastor. You got tons of them, which that's a blessing for you. Many of our listeners maybe didn't have great mentors. They did it on their own. Right. They needed some help and people weren't mentors. So maybe share about how a mentor showed you as you grew in leadership. And then we can go to, like this banter on what are the reasons why some leaders don't empower. So maybe brag on a mentor that you wish to share and how they showed you that.
Sure. I think the best mentors that I've had have been the ones that have held up a mirror to say, let you see this the way that other people are seeing it. Mm. And then say, what if you were to change this? And again, holding up the mirror afterwards to say, now see the difference that it made. And so one guy that I will especially mention, I hope that he's watching. If not, I'm going to send a copy to you.
Nice.
Is Hank Zampa.
Zampa. Oh, that's a strong name.
He's a strong leader.
Nice.
And one of the things that I remember him sitting down with me one time and talking to me about walking through a crowd of people. And he says, there was a bunch of people. I watched you walk through a busy lobby. There was a bunch of people that wanted to talk to you, but you had your game face on. You were laser focused on what you needed to get done and off you went. And he says, you were really working on that kind of efficiency piece. And you went right past all these people. And so then he kind of held up this mirror and said, now, what would it look like if you weren't as quick to get through there, but you stopped and noticed the people that were looking for you and you talked with them? And one of the things that I found is that even just that stopping to talk to people was a form of empowerment, because now they felt like they had somebody that they could, I can get your ear, you truly want to hear from me. And then I had an opportunity to report back to them like the next time that I'd come through and say, hey, that idea you shared with me last time, here's what I was able to do with it.
I like that.
And so thanks, Hank, for teaching me that lesson. That was a really good one. He empowered me actually to see myself in a different light. And then that turned out to be an empowerment for a whole bunch of other people.
Sometimes when we do these episodes and share our either experiences, mistakes we make, or successes we've had enjoyed, I think the challenge for us, unfortunately, is to try to put it all in a few minutes. But I think the empowering, what's the opposite of it? If someone's in power, like they're, you know, they're kind of the tyrant. We've got a few, you know, political stories and some experiences ourselves. But when it's in power, how hard is it to give empower?
Yeah, I don't think that you can. I think when you think that you're the be all end all, everything stops with me and starts with me, then there's a scarcity mindset. If I give away something, you know, that's going to diminish my authority, and then people aren't going to listen to me as much. And I've been around. I know you have too. Those people that all you're doing well, and they feel threatened by that.
Yes.
Like, oh, you're going to take my job. I don't want your job. I want to make your job better, and so that's why I'm trying to, you know. And so I think that in power is really the opposite of empower, because I'm just keeping it all inside me. I'm not wanting to give it away to anybody else.
Yeah. There's a number of authors. You're a writer. I'm a writer, and we like authors. And they, you know, sometimes you pull out one thing and you're like, I want to keep talking about this guy. He's amazing. Or she just hit the home run with that thing. Wow. Patrick Lencioni, frankly, has gotten so many great leadership books. He writes in fables, and one is The Four Dysfunctions of a Team, and it's a lot of silo stuff, and that's the empower mindset. Maybe give an example of that.
Well, yeah, and I like, he had another book, too, that was the Dysfunctions of the CEO, of the Leader.
Oh, yes.
That I think those two really dovetail really well together, because that's exactly what happens if a leader is not empowering people. They all start creating their own little silos, their own little fiefdoms. I got to protect what I have right here. And, you know, because if they're not giving it away, then I'm just going to keep what I have. I can't give it away either, because, you know, and it really trickles all the way down through the whole organization. You have this organization that people are showing up for their little silo, and they're not thinking about how they connect with anybody else.
Yeah. So let's banter a bit, throw a word out that or a habit, not a great one. Yeah. This is not a strength. This is a weakness for leaders who have difficulty empowering. So this is us kind of confessing. Sometimes I did that. What would be one habit, maybe not a good one, that holds back a leader from really wanting to empower?
I think it's, for me, it's been kind of the control thing of like, you know, you give somebody something and then you almost want to be like, you know, let me check your progress right away. You know, are you doing it? Are you actually following? But I think one of the things that you have to remember is that the people that you empower are not you. They're not your clones. And so you can't expect them to do it the exact same way that you would. And so I like the analogy of, you know, really what's the difference between a river and a flood is having those boundaries. And I think that when I empower somebody, I just need to give them some boundaries. I just need to say, look, this is out of bounds and this is out of bounds. But other than that, in between, however you feel like it needs to go. And so it might be maybe one of the banks that you give them might be in terms of budget. We can only spend this much money, or it might be in terms of time frame. I want you to work on this, but there is, you know, we've got a shareholders meeting coming up, or we've got a sales meeting that this has to be done. And so, you know, there's some boundaries here, some banks to this river, but I want you to just flow however you need to. And I don't need to be gauging it along the way. I don't need to be like, let me see the daily update
of the water.
On this.
Yeah.
Just give it to them. And then, because if you are empowering them, you should be trusting them to get it done. So just,
I'm going to add that to your control, because there's a mindset of controlling people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I even have a tough time giving oxymoron definitions of a controlling leader. Is that really leading?
Yeah.
I struggle with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think the part about control, there's a lot of things that go into it. One will be trust. So maybe if you're not fully honest, you're not going to trust the people that you're supposed to empower.
Yes.
Run with that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you want to.
Well, I mean, hey, listen, we've all been around leaders. Every one of you watching, Greg and I, every one of us knows somebody who has been a leader of do what I say, not what I do.
And don't ask questions.
Right. And so, like, well, do it this way. Yeah, but you don't do it that way. Yeah, but I'm telling you to do it that way. That's not an empowering leader either, because it is this one of, I don't really trust for you to see what's behind the scenes over here with what I'm doing. And so I'm not going to give you full access.
Right.
Well, then why am I going to complete the circuit? You know,
right.
You've told me to do something. Why am I coming back with this stuff if you're, and I'm not going to be fully honest with you then.
I think, Craig, and I've been at the table with people who are a controlling leader or a distrusting person, and I've often found throughout my experiences, and an audience, maybe you have too, they're probably the one not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they're the one maybe with a little bit of the gold in their hands, and they don't want to give you it all because they don't trust you because they're not trustworthy. They're living hypocritically.
No.
Other than control and trust, maybe together, is there something else that holds a leader back from your experience to being an empowering leader?
I think that probably, and maybe this is the reason behind why people control things,
right,
is a little bit of insecurity of like, why am I in this position?
For sure.
You know, did I get here because, you know, my dad founded the company and so, you know, he promoted me here, or, you know, I just happen to have been around longer than the other people, or whatever reason. I think that there's some people that, because of that insecurity, they think, well, then somebody else could do my job. And so that's why I don't want to empower anybody, because it's almost like, you know, the Wizard of Oz, like all of a sudden you're going to see behind the curtain. Yeah. Oh, it's just kind of smoke and mirrors and tricks.
Patrick Lencioni's book, you know, Getting Naked, it's not mommy porn. It actually is a great leadership fable about, be transparent, be real, because it's very tough for your teammates, associates to follow you when they really don't know you well.
Yeah.
Like almost to the place of, hey, I don't have all the answers, so I need to empower you all to get together as a group and we can come up with this together. Yeah. There's something freeing about that for the associates, but for the leader to show, and I got a little rust on my armor. Why is that a hesitation? Is it pride? Why wouldn't they want to empower?
Well, it may have been past experience, like before.
Yeah.
You know, if I revealed something before, then people took advantage of it. People walked away from me, or well, then you probably didn't have the right people around you then, if they weren't going to accept you like that.
And your sharing didn't disqualify it. Yep. It's the people how they reacted to it or used it. I think the part that is so fun with empowering. So, what does it do to the culture when they know the leader's not looking for the credit and actually will take responsibility for a failed quarterly meeting or, you know, a report that came out or something? So what is it about that influence on people?
Yep. I think it becomes reciprocal, but the leader has to go first. The leader to be the one that says, hey, listen, I'm going to admit to you, I blew it. I made a mistake on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what we're going to learn from it. But then you have to do the same thing when somebody else comes and they're that same way. You can't like then say, yeah, you totally messed up. You said, well, good. Thank you for, you know, admitting that you made the mistake. Let's pick up the ball together. Let's figure out how to go from here. Yeah. You know, it has to be that consistency.
I think that if a leader's self-aware, which would be my challenge for all of us in leadership, is why don't you want to empower others? What is it? You know, you don't want to pass the ball to them. You want to be the person to try the shot at 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Why? You always have to have the ball. You're just going to have a smaller organization, a smaller leadership influence.
Right.
How do we break through that?
Well, I think it really starts with the honest self-assessment.
Yeah, okay.
I like this quote I have in here from Stephen Covey.
He
says, when I fully empower people, my paradigm of myself changes. I become a servant. I no longer control others. They control themselves. I become a source of help to them. And so I think that it's really, I have to look at myself first and say, why am I not empowering other people? Why do I feel like people aren't coming back to me and they're not being fully honest with me?
Right.
And part of that might be, you know, some people can be self-aware enough. I remember one leader that her response always used to be something like this. Is it me or is it them? Oh, it's got to be them. You know, it was always that way. It was never, she never took personal responsibility. It was always somebody else dropped the ball. If that's the case, I don't know that there's any helping that person.
Yeah.
But the one that is willing to look in the mirror, or the one that is willing to have a mentor or an accountability friend, somebody that loves them enough to speak the truth, and they're willing to receive that, that person can grow, and then they can become empowering of other people.
Maybe one last thing on this empowerment. So is there a difference between delegation and empowerment?
Oh, sure.
And then and how do we as leaders, for the audience too, how do we know delegation is more about efficiency?
I think delegation is just saying, I really don't want to do this, and so I'm just going to give it to you to do.
Right, right.
That's not empowering. That's just saying, oh, good, got it off my list.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not helping anybody grow. But empowerment might include parts of delegation, because there might be some things that I say, we've talked about this before, our to-do list and our not-to-do list.
Oh, I love that
There might be some things that I say, you know what, I'm going to put this on my not-to-do list because I think that your skill set is better for this, and that's the reason why I'm empowering you to do this, because it fits your skill set better, and I trust you to run with it. It's not going to get done exactly the same way that I would do it, but it's going to get done, and it's going to get done well, and then, you know, but loop back with me.
To me, empowerment isn't limiting me. It's unlimiting them. And that's the servant leadership part where
Absolutely.
Your book's about. You know? I'm going to give you a quote here and then we can wrap up. Be the type of leader, this is my challenge to you audience folks, that lifts and empowers others. I like the word lifts. Because empower could be almost interpreted as delegation if you don't really get the message to them correctly.
Right.
But lifts, I really like that because, hey, you're an emerging leader. Why don't you run this meeting? I don't know, boss. That doesn't sound very good. I'll be right next to you.
Right.
Let's go through the agenda. You got it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden afterwards, that was the best experience I ever had. And you're like, yeah, that's lifting someone up.
Yep.
So wrap
Absolutely.
It up.
Well, I think that, you know, what we want to do is we want to give you these ideas that you can try to apply yourself. So I would say, you know, leaders, if you haven't empowered other people, look in the mirror and ask yourself why. Why am I holding back the power? Or why is it that people aren't coming back to me and kind of completing this circuit? Look in the mirror and then get with a mentor or check out our coaching huddles, and Greg and I can work with you on that. But what we want to do on the Craig and Greg Show episodes is just give you these general principles to get you started. But we're willing to walk through and get specific with you and your needs and the things that you want to get better in your life. So go to MaximizeLeadership.com and check out the coaching huddles. There's a form that you can fill out on there if you want to get more info. You can always leave a comment below on this video or reach out to us on Twitter at Maximize Podcast with some of your general ideas, and we'll try to incorporate those into an upcoming episode. Stay tuned. We got more content coming for you.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.